All right, that's Steve Wynn with Annie and Me from the Crossing Dragon Bridge album. You know, actually, I wasn't, you know, when you mentioned, I probably should have played, maybe we could play another one. Let's play a song live and then play another one from the CD, because you know how you mentioned how your preconceived notion of what it would be like, of like the Cossacks and stuff? There's you have some of those rhythms in some of the songs. I can,
oh, it's true.
You know, and it's, so we'll play another live song and then maybe we'll play one that illustrates that, because I was thinking about that when you said it. It's like, yeah, because I was thinking of that. Listening to the album for the first time a couple months ago, it's like, oh, I guess this is like the...
I'm a sucker for that stuff. Yeah. I really do like those kind of Eastern European rhythms and all that.
Right.
And of course, you know, the funny thing is, like, and this has happened to me in a lot of places, you know, whether it's going to Nashville and trying to find, you know, their, someone like, you know, Doc Watson or whatever, but you go to a place with this idea that music, I couldn't find any music like that in Ljubljana. I wanted to find the cool old bar where the guy was playing, you know, this sort of music.
Right.
It was just kind of, you know, either industrial in one place or disco in another place.
Right.
But it's out there.
Right. that is funny. Yeah.
The funny thing about that track, I was just saying, we were talking before about, you know, the co-writing by email and stuff like that. We did something on that song which I had really hadn't done to that to this extent before. While we were working on that song, the solo, the guitar solo you might have noticed in there, came up, and I was trying to figure out who could play that solo on. And the exact right player I thought would be right for that was my friend, my old bandmate, Kirk Swan, who was in Dump Truck and a lot of other bands.
Right.
Great guitarist, but he lives in Los Angeles. And I really wanted to have him playing on that, and I wanted to hear what it sounded like. Well, Kirk is completely a tech, you know, geeky nerd. He loves, if it can be done, you know, with in his home studio and on the internet, he wants to know about it. And we emailed to him that we wanted to have him play on it. And emailed the song to him, and within 2 days, he had played several solos and emailed them back to us in the track to put on the song. I mean, this is great. What I'm saying is, like, nothing radical. Anybody who does music says, yeah, I do that all the time. But it still blows my mind that I could be sitting in Ljubljana and emailing a friend of mine in Los Angeles and saying, you know, I want this solo, kind of this sort of thing, something off like, you know, the second Pete Townsend solo album. You know what I'm talking about. And he sent it back 1 day later. Okay, I'll stop being fascinated now.
Oh, he emailed to you while you were in Slovenia?
Yes.
Wow.
Right? I mean, right then, it was like almost like instant communication. He went to his little shed and knocked it out and sent it back. And went, that's kind of cool, but maybe a little more this way. Got it. Send it back, you know, a few hours later.
Right. Well, what else is he doing? Didn't the Dump Truck play some shows recently?
They have been playing shows.
They played in South by Southwest, didn't they?
Yeah, they played in South by Southwest. And they've made a new album. I don't think it's out yet.
Right.
Kirk has a solo album as well that I think might be out now. But Dump Truck did do a new album. They're going to... And I think they're going to kind of keep it going.
Wow.
So he's been pretty busy.
Yeah, hopefully they'll tour. They were a great band back then.
They were a great band, yeah. I didn't see the shows in Austin, but I heard they were great.
Yeah, I missed them too, but I heard they were good also. But so you know, so now he emailed it to you in Slovenia. Did you finish the record there, or did you bring it back and mix it here back at home or master it here? Or?
Yeah, brought it back here. Did some overdubs, like I say, with Linda and Tim Adams and a few other people over here. And then it was mixed in Seattle by a guy named Tucker Martin. Really good. He does Decemberist and his girlfriend Laura Veers, he does all her stuff, and he's a great drummer as well. Just somebody who's, and he also did a lot of Chris Ekman's stuff. He did a few walkabout things, so I thought he'd be perfect for the record, and he was really into it. And so usually I'm there for mixing. I like to be, you know, there for everything. I'm kind of not that I'm a control freak, but I just have fun. You know, it's like it's a great, really fun thing when you make a record and then you get to sit back and hear it in the mixing room, mixed by somebody great, and hearing it on gigantic speakers blasting back at you. That's the reward. That's the dessert at the end. But he did this in Seattle, and we spent a week mixing it. Where Tucker was in Seattle on obviously Pacific time zone, I was here, and Chris Ekman was in Slovenia. And the three of us were all kind of passing the mixes back and forth and commenting on them, you know. And it would be, say, if Tucker was finishing a mix at midnight his time, I was getting the mix at 3 a.m. my time, and Chris was waking up to it in Slovenia at about
9 or 10 in the morning.
And this is going on for a whole week. I didn't leave the apartment or sleep much in that whole week.
That's funny.
Mono World. Okay, now
you want to play another one live from Crossing Dragon Bridge?
Welcome to Joe Belock's Modern World.
Yeah, right. This is the future.
This is the future. I'll stop being. Did you know there's a thing called email? Have you heard of the? I got to stop being so fascinated by all this.
I know.
The PATH train goes below the water. I can't believe it.
Right.
Okay, I'll do another song from the record. This is one is called...